It is now time for the program Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme, as we say good evening to the special guest host, Mr. Carl Alf Padmore. Good evening, sir. How are you doing?
Good evening, Ollie. Good evening, Barbados. This is Carl Alf Padmore here at the Control Tower, from home, but also live on the river. And I'm holding on for our boy Sluggy Dan, who has gone to be a judge. And we are going to still keep the spirit of the program up. And today we want to, of course, wish all of those who are traveling on the road, Ollie, get home safe, because there's some flash flooding going on. Persons like yourself, members of the Royal Barbados Police Force, Defense Force, who are working, please be careful there, guys. My cousin and those in the drug squad, those who are driving the bus, nurses, doctors, you know, we shout out to all of you. There's a type of nurse, or they call an auxiliary nurse, who will go and sleep with people from time to time and look after them. The care, we want to also shout them out as well. But today we're looking at art in the community and in the church. And as we take a look at art in the community, the street, the house, the school, and the business place, let us understand that art is an expression. It makes a powerful statement. Now, how do you feel about art is one of the questions we are posing today. And how do you feel about art in your community? Now, Ollie, when you look at the gardener, you know, if you go around some gardens, these fellas who didn't go to art school, they would trim the hedges. I mean, this is a creative art expression. People don't say it that way, but it's almost like the guy's taking a spirit level and mark all types of shapes there. When you look at your grandmother years ago, when she was sweeping the yard, the rocks would be piled a particular way. This tree had to go here. The marlow was leveled a particular way. That's expression of art. The fancy designs we see at Independence and Christmas. People would have their Christmas lights, but all of a sudden, mommy would get them and say, you know, I want the star here, the this here, that there. And when you pass, it doesn't look confused. The confusion starts with unraveling, but that's art as well. The stained glass in the churches, that's art. Especially the Anglican, Methodist, Catholic churches, and those, you had that type of stained glass artistic expression. And we see it, the graphic designers, all of these. And so that's one aspect. But then if we look at it then from the expressions of the community itself, you would note there's something years ago called a service of song, where it was on Sundays and people would be singing, and you would hear things like, the choir will now render. And the choir would sing, and they would go and compete against different communities with the service of song. Folk groups, every single parish in Barbados back in the 70s and the early part of the 80s had a type of folk group. You know, people would know the Wilson Hill, people would not sing up Barbados, but these folk groups would go around and they would sing and they would entertain. The landship, artistic expression again, how they move, what does it symbolize? If you go to the botanical garden, as you go through the main gate onto the garden itself, there's a beautiful mural there that was commissioned by UNICEF. And 2 years ago, UNICEF commissioned a local muralist. And he came up with the concept to reflect children's rights and children at play and freedom and equality. So that makes a statement. That says something. So I want to set the tone. Because when we think of art, we go straight to the stage, the singer, the dancer, bam, bam. But there are other subtle types of arts that we need to bring to the fore. And I'll tell you this, Ollie, graffiti, although people will say it as a sign of protest, it's an art. That statement they're making, because a lot of these fellas, again, when you see a certain symbol in a sign, what does it say? What is it? So that is where our discussion would start today. I wanted to create that platform for us as we look at art. If you go to the community college and you go up on Morningside, when you look into that department and you see the work they're doing there, you see abstract. Now, I don't know about you, but have you ever gone to an art gallery and see something and say, wait, what is that? But when you read the little tag at the bottom, or if the artist is around and he says to you, although it may be two lines, this one represents this and the particular color. So you have a particular color, particular shape. What is it saying? So we have to appreciate this. And I made a note there, here. When you look at Ninja Man in town, you know, Ninja Man would create different costumes out of garbage. We might call it a nuisance, but each one says something and it depicts something. So that too is artistic. We might not want to call it that. We can call it nuisance. But what thought process is going through his head as he is creating that? What thought process went through the head of the person that you says, why did they put the V with VOB the way it is behind you there, Ollie? Why the O is the way it is? Because the O is really a music symbol. I want people to understand that. And the B, why? So is it that music is the center of everything we do? Did you ever notice that? You understand? Is music the center of everything we do? Huh?
Yeah, I picked it up before, you know. It's a really interesting logo, man. It's very catchy too because they have them in small versions and then the big ones, the music note is right there in front of you, you know. Very interesting.
So music is the heart of everything that happens, and I would like us to appreciate when we see things like this here happening. There was a guy called Osbert McLean. He has passed away a couple of years now, but he had at the Princess Margaret School a group called Prim Carter. I'll tell you this: Prim Carter produced The Conkers, Comedians, Phillips and Hill, all of these. And what he sought to do through, again, artistic expression is to give a voice to those students that were in a school that was comprehensive but very artistic. And if you look at where Phillips and Hill is, he works now as part of Foreign Affairs. The Conkers, Comedians, they were a hit in the 80s and 90s with the tents and different things. Artistic expression. One of the guys that came through, Prim Carter, a teacher overseas. Prim Carter became a staple at the Princess Margaret School. So Princess Margaret was the hub for a lot of cultural activities in St. Philip, believe it or not. When you then look at Parkinson School, Earl Warner. Let us travel in real, because last time you had Hamilton Ashley on, but Earl Warner and those came through. Parkinson, and the school hall became again the hub of artistic expression. Those guys that we might call rebels, that we might see lemon on the block. If you go on any block, how these fellas will creatively mark their block space, it makes a statement. It's an artistic expression. They have their own symbol. It is for us to understand what the symbols mean. What are they trying to tell us? What are they not telling us? I think we have set the tone. Ollie, what do you think?
Sounds good to me.
And we have a young man here first. Are we going to play a song or are we going to go straight into him? What do you think?
Well, I tell you what, I personally have one small problem, Alf. My phone is not working, so the information that Sluggy has sent to me in terms of his bio, unfortunately, you're gonna have to read it, my brother.
Oh, wait, what I'll do, I'll talk to him about it because I'm looking to see if Sluggy sent me that. I am going on here.
In the meantime, let's play a performance from Nifka. Let's take in
Yes.
some talent from the Arthur Smith School Choir.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, judges.
Every time I feel the spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Every time I feel the spirit moving in my heart, I will pray.
Every Time I Feel the Spirit, 2003 performance by the Arthur Smith School Choir.
Wow. Yeah, that's
really good, huh, Alf?
Yeah, man. They bring a sense of, you almost be proud of them. It would be interesting to see. What year was that?
2003.
Now, 2003, this is 2023 now. So those little ones are a little younger now. For them to be hearing themselves, what does it say to them? You know, that was me, mommy. That was me. I'll challenge you. You know, I know a lady called Allison Mears. She might kill me for calling her name, but hey, she does gift baskets, all of it. When last you look at a gift basket, she would take the person and inscribe their name into the fruits and different things. And I told her, this is art. And she says, but I didn't do art at school. But the creative genius, her creative genius, that is what happens, comes out there. And she does that a lot. Then I know another young lady called Dealand, who would take, you know, the roll from the toilet paper.
Yeah,
the roll, you know. Yep. And instead of discarding them, she would cut them up and she would make pictures and picture frames. I've seen this. So what we discard, I've seen this creative expression. You remember there was a doctor called Dr. Bannister who would take metal. He had lived that gap there by Weymouth, by going through by ICBL on the right-hand side. If you go through by ICBL in the gas station.
This would be on after the garage? They had a garage there too, right?
Yes, right. Good. So after the garage, before ICBL, through that gap there, Dr. Bannister, if you go through there, you will still see remnants of it. He would create shapes out of metal and old cars and things. Some of it is still there. And I'm saying, why someone has not sought to preserve that? That's his art. And he had that, there's a place in Christchurch that does sculptures as well of people. I'm saying the coconut vendors, if you go to Pelican Village, how these fellas can take that coconut shell and shape it into a little basket with a little you know, there's a fellow that does it with balloons, the balloon man, and you just can take the balloon and
all kind of shapes.
First thing when you take out a balloon at me, I'm like, oop, don't let it pop. And the fellas can do that. So again, artistic expression. Drew Drip, are you ready for us? Mr. Drew Drip?
Yes, please. Good night.
Good night, Mr. Drip, Drew Drip. And it's interesting that your name is Drew Drip because the rain is falling on the outside.
It's true.
So good. So we might have to call you Drew Dungpour instead of Drip. Now, you are here on Rhythm and Rhyme to tell us all about what you do. I know that you take an ordinary shoe, like let's say Ollie has a pair of white shoes and he was thinking about discarding his shoes because the more he scrubbed the shoes, then this is rainy season. But you can take that shoe and you can create something with it. Not create that he doesn't use it again, but you can do a painting on it. Tell us all about that. But before you get there, how old are you, Drew?
I'm 19 years old now.
You're 19. Which school did you go to?
St. Nana's Boys.
Primary school also. You went to where?
Arthur Smith Primary School.
Oh, good. Did you do art at primary school?
No, sir.
Only secondary school. And this was from first to fifth or only the latter part of it?
From fourth to fifth, actually.
Only 2 years of art at school. After school, did you study art anyplace else?
Not really. I just did my own thing at home and continued doing my own study at home and learn from at home basically.
Oh, okay. What prompted you to get into this type of shoe art? Drip the lyrics and let us know.
My little brother, he's an artist. He's a very talented artist. He could draw anything. And I was just like, art was never really my thing. So he taught me, and then from there, just got into the shoe thing from seeing it on YouTube and stuff. And I was like, if I could take my shoes and make something different with it, make something unique, then I'll be able to get, not only make money, but make something for myself that I love and appreciate.
So you're self-taught. Tell us about moments of frustration that you had, like giving up my cheese on breads. This one didn't look good. You ever doubted yourself?
Well, yeah, many times I doubted myself because, like I said, art was never really my thing. And my little brother, believe it or not, was a tough teacher. If it was a dose, he would grade me very harshly and treat me like I didn't know what I'm doing. But it's truly hard lessons that I was able to get through and keep pushing on. Because as a very competitive person, I don't like to see that.
He better so you said your little brother was your tutor. How old is your little brother?
Well, he's 16 now, actually.
16. So someone 3 years your junior, your tutor, is he proud of you now?
Yeah, he can see proud of me and I'm proud of him.
Aye. Where is he now?
Right now, he's not only in school and he art dreams to be an artist. And as he said, he want to master all forms of art.
Is he near you as well?
Well, not right now.
Oh, okay. It'd be good sometime to get him so we can engage him and do work. So you remember your first shoe? Let us show off. Show off and tell me about your first shoe.
Well, to be honest, my first shoe was not really a big success. I had in all the wrong places and a bit of stains and stuff, but I was so proud I actually got to do it. And from there, I continued to grow and improve. And I believe at the level that I could put almost anything on the shoe right now.
Really? You're that good? Let me think of some things here. Can you put comment some things? See how difficult this might look.
Anime characters, cartoons. If you want like crosses drawn for your shoe in a pattern. If you want like a flower pattern, anything so.
So you could get my face on a shoe.
Yeah, but it might take a little longer. But yeah.
Is this because my head is big? Is that what you're saying to me, Judre?
Nah, I'm telling you how big. I'm telling you that. Really? The actual person is more detailed and difficult.
Oh, I thought you were saying, but maybe it's big. I don't know. Right, so the detail. So that would take you about a week?
Yeah.
All right. The shoe must be white. The shoe must be white.
It don't have to be white. It'd be black too. And if you want to change to white, I could do that. Or I could get something on a black shoe too. But it'll be easier if it's white.
So tell me something. Persons that you would create this stuff for, do they really wear the shoes? Are they keeping? Because Ollie, what I'm thinking, right? If he's going to take this time to design something for me, why should I then go and walk through water with this here on? I mean, people actually wear them.
But it's for different reasons. Cause I can not only put sand on the shoe. Like if you have an old shoe, an old wearing shoe, like a white shoe, and it's stained up, I can actually bring it back white to original color for you.
So wait. Whoa!
It's not only I put art on the shoe, but it depends on the person. So you could get a shoe like, so you want something to match your outfit. You know the youngsters. Like us, love to look good and drip out and stuff. So, want to say in a match outfit, I could put a certain color or colors in your shoe, and then you'll wear that. But, or I could draw something on a shoe that represent the character or something you like, and you could put the shoe in a glass case and left it there as an art piece. You know, right? It's really up to you, but it can be worn, and the paint that I use is designed to last long and to handle being on the road worn frequently.
Drew, where do you live? Where do you live, Drew?
Breakfast, yeah, Dells Road, St. Michael.
Dells Road, okay. So persons can come to you, or do you go to persons to do this work?
Well, I will go to you, or we will meet up, or you can come to me. It's really what best for you.
So let's look at the requirements. The shoe, now, this is not an insult, Ollie, to anybody, but sometimes people carry a strange order in their shoes. So we want the shoe that the man can work on the shoe. So make sure that the scent is okay. Even if the shoe is like he said, is disfigured in terms of the white color, he can bring it back, he can restore the shoe. But the expression he is going to create for you, this expression. And you do it on both shoes or just one? Or people, what did it do?
Yeah, it's the board shoes. But if you want something on just one, it's pretty exclusive.
Do you remember the most intricate design you've done on a shoe?
When you say intricate, you mean like
yeah, the longest one. Difficult. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The detail.
So the one that I said was the hardest was one that I actually had due to financial problems. I had problems getting a paint, I think, because I get this paint from overseas. So I was trying, the shipment had problems and stuff, and that was my hardest problem. Then I had a rush note to finish it on time, but through God and perseverance and hard work, I somehow get everything done and worked out, and it came out good. Better than I thought, actually.
No, we are proud of you for a number of reasons. One, you're 19, you're youth. You're a male, because so often, I'm sure that our announcer there, sometimes it hurts your heart early when you're reading the news, another young man going to prison. It must hurt you. But then when we can flip the script now, where the attention now is on a young man who's doing so well. Tell us about the area where you grew up. Did that area influence the art that you do? Is it school mainly? What is it that inspires you to continue to do what you do?
Well, to be honest, because personally, I get inspired. So I like as a fashionable person too, and I always wanted to have something that everybody got. I didn't want got a pair of shoes that everybody got. So I see on YouTube that others painting and doing all these things and playing for a shoe, and I was like, I believe I get this dude. So then I just try it out, and through hard work and perseverance, I get to a certain level. I'm still learning every day and trying to improve. It's a small business, nothing really. Don't get no big law customers as yet, but I know in time that I will get to the point where we want to go. So I just keep working and keep dreaming there.
So you're up on 92.9. And we are telling you that this is the station that people all over the world listen to. I have an uncle, Lennox Padmore, over there in the US. They're listening, I'm sure. I have a cousin there, Adrian Barton. And I can tell you for a fact that my mother is listening. They have people in a group called Goldmine listening. There's some pastors I sent the link to, they're listening, and some community practitioners. So while you may think that this is just that you are not known, by the end of this, you'll be known. I have representatives from UNICEF logged on as well. Lisa McLean-Troutman, whose dad, Ollie, her dad was the gentleman I told you about, Osbert McLean, who for 36 years was at the Princess Margaret School, and he started the group Prim Carter. And we have to look at this, and I'm so proud of you, young man. We're going to take a break from you. We're going to come back. Drew, I'm told that you're a poet as well.
Yeah, I write poems also, like, mostly, but I write poems about God and life and stuff like that.
Brilliant. We're going to take a break and listen to something. And I want you, Drew, to tell me if you identify the person who's doing the piece. I'll challenge you with that one. And we challenge you if the persons hear this piece. Could you tell me who's performing the piece? And then we're going to come back to you, Drew, because I want to hear one of your pieces as well. Drew Drip, 92.9, Rhythm and Rhyme, over to you.
Bridgetown, if your walls could talk, you would tell many stories of our history. How far? 375 years, proud Barbadian generations walk through your streets filled with pride. You're the greatest city of the West Indies, filled with pride. You saw this island grow and stood by our side. Through the fires and the storms, you stayed strong, helping our merchants thrive through good times and bad. But no matter how times change, your shores stay the same. You're the heart of this country and the
soul of our people. Bridgetown, Bridgetown, the city. We celebrate with you. Bridgetown,
I live here. When you come into town, you will see me lying down. Because I just have my ears close to the ground. But one of them look at me and call me a wharf rat. And when I come celebrating 375 years of Bridgetown, imagine that. But nobody ain't asked me nothing. And it's me who live here. When you catch the bus and you come down, you just see me lying down. And I just have my ears close to the ground. But when I come down with the bus, I'm off. Like awkward and cuckoo. Look where my country has gone to. And talk about ramming off and bus. The new commissioner of police. Cracking down upon the, overloading, offloading, the loading. Well, I hope that he cracked down upon the weed that offloading. But when I come down and see me here lying down and then ask me nothing but the celebration, and it's me who just have his ear close to the ground. Swan Street paved now only for pedestrians. Why are we walking on the embankment and selling and sharing majority with Trinidadians? The bridge no longer up and swinging, but my Barbados still shipping and trading. Fancy lifestyles have outgrown what was once modern living. If you don't me ask the Costa, the Manning. But the men ask me nothing. And it is me you to see when you come down. It is me you to see lying down. It is me who have my ears close to the ground. But they didn't ask me nothing. And I observe a fair child who appears terminally ill. I bust out laughing because Uncle Rommel was hailed as hardworking. All right, I'm going to tape off everything I say. Right here in town, the crown suki, you say go as you please. I think they forget to crown some government workers who just go as they please on Fridays. But they may not ask me nothing. And it is me you to see when you come town. You just find me lying
down.
And I just have my ears close to the
ground.
But they may not ask me nothing. The story of Bridgetown, I was happy to hear. Bajans come down dressed up like Bank Holiday Bear. The actors were plentiful. The ministers of government too. I figure we're the oldest parliament in the region that had to get in the door. But the men ask me nothing. And it is me you just find when you come town. You just find me lying down. I just have my ear close to the... To legalize homosexuality is prostitution. I would like to speak to a minister about that. Because I want to know why. But now they're going to speak to me. Me oh my. Ask me nothing. And it is me you to see when you come.
Down.
You to see me here lying.
Down.
I just have my ears close to the
ground.
But they may not ask me nothing. I went probing the street and realized how the sun has set on the empire. The picture I saw said it was worth another view. Who will answer maybe Ian Eswick and Nifka? But I get bored. Somebody just get bored. I took a walk with Lewis and Wickham. The black and white picture I saw, I was happy. All to coming together as one. But then, I observed recently too in town, a mauling of black businesses. You don't have to be a shepherd in a cave or go to Harrison's to recognize this. But they may not ask me nothing. And it is me you deceive when you come.
No.
Because I used to be here lying.
No.
And I just have my ears close to thee.
No.
But they may not ask me nothing. Now, reenactments the other day, I had plenty for sure. To Havana, Cuba, and England, off to go. I remember Boris coming around Christmas and New Year. So to my eye, it brought a tear. And I remember the fellas who were custom, working hard and making their contribution. So Friday last, around 3, I ran down the harbor road with speed. And I saw on an industrial estate, foreign owners giving young people chicken feed. But nobody asked me nothing. And it is me you see when you come.
No.
You see me here lying.
No.
Cause I just have my ears close to thee.
No.
And while down there, a diplomatic car passed me and made a beeline for Chapman Lane. I said, oh, that was the fellow who used to sing, guavas, guavas. Mark BTA, Best Tourist Attraction, Barbados Tourism Authority. I said that is funny because after we shuffle and we hope to foster better relations, you know, up to a couple weeks ago, one had any resignation, but they may not ask me nothing. And it is me you see when you come.
No.
You see me here lying.
No.
I just have my ear close to thee.
No.
But they may not ask me nothing.
No.
I went across Bassett Road, cause I like walking through there. And a goat leaped past me, followed by a teacher. I said, what is this? Patrick, my buddy, tell me, don't worry, the goat no more than ever got a triple dose of arthritis. And last night, I was walking close to Pinfold Street, and I heard a funny looking fella saying, well, recently what happened up in Birmingham, I am going to join St. Michael's Choir, cause I soon change the benediction. But nobody asked me nothing. It is me wanting to see where I want to come.
No.
I just be here lying.
No.
Bring my ear close to thee.
No.
I wonder what gearbox will say about all this. They're celebrating, but they're celebrating the Bajan characters. But I didn't mind. And I say now we well on our way to being a republic. But when I realized they still have King Edward Street, Prince Alice Highway, Queen Elizabeth Hospital, ain't ready. But they may not ask me nothing. And it is me to see where you come.
No.
It is me that is be here lying.
No.
With my ear close to thee.
No.
I can't get something to eat. But they don't ask me nothing.
Six minutes after 7 o'clock. Not telling you the year or the performer. We'll find out right after this.
Can you spot the 50? How many 50s can you see? Look for your entry forms in your Nation newspaper from Monday to Friday. Circle the 50s you find on the entry form, fill in your contact information, and drop the entry form in at Nation Publishing in Fontabelle, Starcom in River Road, or the Rubis Gas Station in Curtins, Oystons, Kendall Hill, Garrison, Eagle Hall, Whole Tongue, Roadview, or Bell Plain for your chance to win amazing prizes. These prizes include a cruise for two plus $1,000 cash, a three-night staycation at a local resort, and $1,500 in travel credit. This competition runs from October 9th until November 17th. Special terms and conditions apply. Call 430-5503 or 04 or email subscribers@nationnews.com for more information. Spot the 50 with the Nation Publishing Company Limited, celebrating 50 years of news, entertainment, and information.
There's nothing like being home for the holidays. It's my kind of Christmas. Starcom Network, in association with Standard and Beat, presents Home for the Holidays. Bring a loved one home for the holidays from anywhere in the world. Write us and convince us of why Starcom Network should bring your loved one home. Include the name, the reason, and the country where your loved one currently resides. Or, if you are a Barbadian living abroad, write for a chance to enjoy Christmas with your loved ones at home, and Starcom Network could be flying you to Barbados. Two families also have the chance to win a staycation. Just write and tell us why your family deserves this gift of a Christmas staycation. Submit your letters with all contact details. Email to home@starcomnetwork.net or drop your letter at Starcom Network, River Road, St. Michael. Deadline is Sunday, November 12th at 11:59 p.m. Starcom Network, Standard, and Beep will give four families the opportunity to enjoy our kind of Christmas with Home for the Holidays.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas.
Who will emerge as the kings of the 2023 BCA Shield 40 over competition? Will it be defending champions JCB Boscobel?
I think that we have a pretty good chance of retaining the championship. The reason being, we've been playing some really good cricket as a unit. So I'm backing the guys to bring it home on Sunday.
Or the challengers, Wilde.
I think Wilde has a really good chance of winning this final against Boscobel come Sunday, October 29th at Brighton Ground, St. Philip. We are the current zone leaders in the intermediate division, and we just want to finish this off by winning this tournament.
In the grand final on Sunday, October 29th at the Brereton Club in St. Philip, the 40-over contest starts at 11 a.m. with reports and live coverage on VOB 92.9 FM. There will also be live streaming available on www.barbadoscricket.org.
This Rastag Sunday.
It makes me so angry. I don't even know if anger or angry is the word to describe how I feel, because every time they run around, it just feel like I'm being assaulted all over again.
This woman shares her experience on this coming Brass Stack Sunday. That's when we hear of the recommendations coming out of a just-held conference sponsored by the Caribbean Court of Justice on improving the regional justice system. Our panel is CCJ Justice Winston Anderson, head of Barbados' Law Reform Commission Sir David Simmons, as well as attorneys at law Kirsten Turton and Michael Lashley. We examine where is Barbados in trying to meet these recommendations, and I want to know how optimistic can we be that they will be achieved. I'm David Ellis, inviting you to join us for When Justice is Slow or Fails, this Brass Tack Sunday from 11 in the morning on Voice of Barbados.
11 minutes after 7 o'clock in beautiful Barbados in the Eastern Caribbean. Hey guys, a gentle reminder for you that the Trade and Innovation Exhibition, TIE or TIE, formerly known as BMEX, is still on for this evening at the Wilde Gymnasium. The entertainment has been moved indoors, so come out and enjoy. We are back live with Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme. We're joined by the guest host, Mr. Carl Alf Padmore, and the talented artist Drew Drip. Mr. Padmore, sir, do you know who was that performer? Mr. Drip, do you know who was that performer with Bridgetown Development?
The voice sound real familiar, but I can't find it in that.
Really, really familiar, right? Like, really familiar. But man, I'm not going to pull your leg, Mr. Drew Drip. This artist...
But he's still on mute.
He's still on mute. You want another chance, Drew?
Drew.
I know music, but I don't know. It's still funny in the end. I feel like I left out the one of mine.
Well, I could tell you, the person, the artist... is none other than Mr. Carl Alf Padmore, the same gentleman who's the guest host tonight. Mr. Padmore, can you remember that performance, sir?
But you brought back some memories there for me, Ali. That performance, but you, the year, I believe though.
Can you remember when it was?
It's before 2005. Barbados was celebrating 375 Bridgetown as a city. So if I do a little math, it's about 2003-04 around there. Yeah, which one is it?
Exactly 20 years ago, 2003. Can you remember performing it? You remember the different performances you did, etc.?
Yeah, there's a little interesting story to that. You know, there's a guy called the Most Honorable Stetson Wiltshire.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Yeah, I would confuse him when I'm ever writing a piece, especially for performance are at that level. And I remember sharing this piece with him, but he was saying to me, man, it needed a hook. Because all he had was that I live here in town. He said, nah. When you said, boy, learn, don't know what it is. He said, you make ears to the ground. And that took the piece into a different dimension because I was looking at the vagrants just in a literal sense, just laying down in town. He said, but when you have your ears to the ground, your ears is in tune with everything. Right. So it gave the piece even more body. You know, and I enjoyed writing and performing that piece at the Frank Collymore Hall. And you because it's a live recording, you heard the reaction of the audience. Yeah, but it was humble.
They joined in. They joined in with the key words and everything, man. They were right into it. And it's very true because, you know, those street people, they see every single thing. They observe everything. Please continue, yeah, sir. Continue, please.
Yeah, and then what I like about a piece like that, even if it was not written by me, because you can take a body of work, it documents history. So, like, Drew is listening, but is Drew aware that at one time there was a company called BSNT? And if there was, you had Modern Living and those companies and where they were located. So, following that piece, you can paint pictures and understand what was happening in and around Barbados. It was the time where Swan Street was actually paved for the first time to remember. It was pedestrians only, because years right. ago you had cars going through there.
That's right.
So it calls for a lot of research. But again, the arts reflect who we are, and we have to understand the importance of documenting the body of work of people. And I would want Drew to even do that. Drew, I hope you still have your first artistic picture. You should start to get a video guy come around with you as you make your paintings to show how you are now. And then 10 years from now, you have to document your work, Drew. You yeah. are an artist, and it's important that you do that. Huh?
Yeah, I just tend to take pictures and save them. But in my opinion, I got updated the video and editing stuff. But I just document the work, man. I keep records. Because I want to be able to look back and see from how far I came from to where he is now.
You know, that is important. And I'm always the number that people can call in to talk to Drew, or they can make a statement. Remember, we're looking at art expression in the community, in the church. What jumps out at you when you think back about your growing up days in your community? Any designs? What it is? Can some of you remember Dr. Bannister's work? We want to hear from you, this 92.9 FM.
The number to call is 434-1790. And you can WhatsApp us at 266-4862. That number is 266-4862. So give us a call, 434-1790. And the WhatsApp is 266-4862. So get in contact with us. Mr. Drew Drip, I want to ask you a question, though, sir. Because obviously we're talking on the radio, and the listeners can't see your work, but the impression I'm getting, it seems to be, you seem to be a very talented young man. And Alf was asking you earlier about how to get in contact with you and how the listeners can check out some of your stuff. Can you repeat that information for us one more time? Because I personally didn't get it. I'm not sure if other people were able to get it and make a note of it.
I have two contact numbers. You can call in at 547-2362, or you can WhatsApp me at 823-3636. In terms of seeing my work, no, I have a Instagram account that Drew_S_drip, all common letters. And if you go up on that IG, you'll be able to see my work from the start, even the failures to the careers. No.
Drew, what's your biggest inspiration?
Well, I will have to say my brother. That's my biggest inspiration and rival.
Your inspiration and rival. Now, listen to me. You're not getting away. I want a couple lines of any of your pieces. Let people hear.
Yeah, I guess a poem, no. Oh, and I got a account also from the poems, just in case anybody want to read it. And I recently start seeing them online, so you could check me out at PoeticDrew97, all common letters.
I didn't catch that, Drew. Can you say it one more time?
PoeticDrew97.
PoeticDrew97, yeah?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Go ahead, read, buddy.
I can pull up saying that I wrote in 2021 and say to you. This poem is called The Power of God's Grace. A lot of us get up in the morning and we ask God for a lot of things. But do we take the time to thank God for all the blessings? We complain about our problems and that life is hard, when we should be thanking God for giving us the strength to move forward. This is how God's grace works. Ask and you shall receive. After doing that, all you have to do is sit down and believe. Have faith that what you want is achievable. God does such amazing things sometimes, it's unbelievable. Now you know how valuable God's grace truly is. There's not a thing on earth that you can compare to this. And the thing that makes it so special is that it's available to all. It doesn't matter if your name is John, Rick, or Paul. So if you need help with anything, just give God a call. He will wash away all your problems. He'll wash all your problems away in one rainfall.
Wow. There's something about that I like, where, again, it speaks to, you see, Ali, every piece of work comes from within, and it comes from a position, a lived experience. You go to church, Drew?
Yeah, I go to church. Everything.
Every Sunday, which church is that?
Right now, I reside at Mount Calvary Holiness Church in Bushall.
In Bushall, okay. And you get a chance to perform your work at church?
Yeah, regularly.
This is awesome, because when I was, my mom can tell you, when I was like 8, 9, I was doing recitations. I don't know if you're familiar with that word. You might just call it performance. And a lady called Aunt Patsy would write a lot of poems for me, write or get poems out of books, and they would perform. So I'm always thrilled when I hear persons writing. And a body of work is always evolving. This piece here, if you look back at it a year from now, you might say, okay, I can add something or take away something. So again, congrats. We want to encourage you. Huh?
Yeah, that's in a novel recently that was written in 2021. My recent work is not on hand now, but if I get the chance, I would love to show you how far I can. But yeah, just keep trying and keep improving.
Yeah, no, of course. I think we need more forums. There was a time there was a lot of forums for the poets to perform, and we need to resurrect that even more, and that expression. So, of course, any opportunity you get, take it. Any calls on line 434-1790? Any calls, Early?
We had one caller who said he didn't want to talk live, but he wanted to send a message to Drew to say Uncle Raymond is extremely proud of you and that your work is immaculate. And you are loved. Jeez. You are loved highly and immensely, Drew.
I thanks a lot. I love that inspiration, that motivation. Thank you.
She's an uncle boy. Which teachers at school inspire you?
Well, personally, no, I can ask some teachers really inspire me. But I always had a teacher, a math teacher, that would tell me, would always encourage me to not give up. I don't feel my math, and that had me like, you know, depressed. Yeah, because I really want math. But he was telling me it's not the end of the world. This is just the beginning and not. So don't give up, just keep training. There's a lot of paths to succeed and keep training.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I miss a year with St. Leonard's boys. So he might not remember, but those words are actually very comforting for me at that point in time. So I appreciate that. If you're listening, I appreciate that.
Well, so what advice would you give to young people who might be sitting down on their talent and say, man, I know nobody can listen to this. I know nobody can want to buy this. You know, that's the thing. But still, on one hand, they want opportunities, but they're sitting back on their talents. What advice would you give them?
Well, encourage them to bring out. You never know, because it'd be a frightening thing to come out and try and for letting boys see, because there's a lot of negative in the world. There's a positive too, but there's a lot of negative, especially when it comes to talking to young people like myself. But you gotta be willing to try and show people what you can do and what God bless you with, you know? You can't be afraid on it, so.
I in my intro, I would have mentioned a number of things. I don't know if you've ever heard of them. You ever heard of something called the service of song?
No, please.
No, please. So you have homework to do, Drew. You have to research service of song. You've heard about the landship?
The landship?
Mm-hmm.
I never heard of that one either.
But I'm sure you would have. Well, even if you didn't know, there's a group that takes part in every crop over festival. You see them going around. It's called the Barbados Landship, and they actually had something called docks. A dock. It is not a real ship. They're persons who all their actions surround a ship and ship terminologies and movements. So there were landship docks in St. Thomas, in St. Philip, St. Michael, in James. So, but the one that's alive is in the one there in Mylar. So that's where the landship headquarters is. I think they're celebrating a special anniversary this year as well. Do you know of any folk groups, Drew?
Any
folk groups that any groups that into folk singing?
Not really.
Good. So what you're saying to Ollie and myself and to Sluggy is that maybe, Ollie, every time we have Rhythm and Rhyme, we need to give a fact about one of these groups so that we can continue that tradition. So we have to do that. And it's not an indictment on your part, Drew. It is that we have failed as a country, I keep saying this, to continue that oral tradition, that history, because these things were big fixtures as part of us. The landship is an institution. And Drew, I'm sure you're going to be surprised if you... Where you come off the phone and go and research the landship, you say, yeah, I see them, you know, believe it or not. Wilson Hill took band, Wilson Hill folk group, Ronnie Davis, he was instrumental with those groups in terms of creating songs for them. Sing Up Barbados and Mr. Squires, may he continue to rest in peace. He was part of Sing Up Barbados as well. These are institutions and we need to continue to preserve them. Drew, one more challenge I'm going to give you this week. Have you been to the Botanical Gardens and see the UNICEF commission piece as you go through on the left-hand side?
I've been to Botanical Gardens, but that piece didn't ring any bells. I probably see it, but didn't notice it.
All right, I'll give you a challenge, and you can come next week and read it. So when you go through the main gate of Botanical, this is the one opposite the Lumber Company. You go into the Botanical Gardens on your left-hand side. There's a big wall, a big mural there, commissioned by UNICEF. And I want to thank Patrick Knight, Lisa McLean-Trotman, the whole UNICEF Barbados in the Eastern Caribbean for commissioning that piece, because it's a piece that people speak about. It'll be interesting, Drew, for you to pass through, just write a piece about what that means to you. Again, that's expression as well. And we have to appreciate persons who do murals in Six Rows, by the polyclinic again, a number of murals are there. And I'm sure all of you have passed and see that a lot of schools, they have commission pieces now going up. So that piece of wall that used to look so drab is now telling a story about the community, the school, and in some cases, the church. Drew, any final comments from you? Repeat the contact for you, Drew, so that we know, because then we're going to go to the lines and we might have room for one more piece of something.
My final comments is, I just want any young people that are interested in doing anything for themselves, just go and do it and keep training. Life hard and short, so you go take a chance and jump. I thank y'all for listening and bringing me on this program. Really appreciate and getting an opportunity to express myself. My contacts again is landline number 547-2362. Direct WhatsApp number 823-3636.
Repeat the numbers again. 547?
547-2362.
Uh-huh.
823-3636.
And just ask for Drew Drip.
Yeah, Drew.
Yeah. 547-2362. That's the number you call to get through to Drew. 823-3636. If you have tattered shoes and you want them fixed, just call it 823-3636. You had a free idea, Drew Drip. So, Ollie, you have something. I want you to think of something, Ollie, that can not only just take us out, because we may have a little couple of minutes to play with, but in this cold weather, I think of something Beijing, as people are home, that could take them on a little journey, make them feel cozy, make them smile. You have such a thing in your artillery, Ollie.
We do, Carl. But before we leave, I want to thank you for standing in for Sluggy. You did an excellent job, as I'm sure he'd expect you would have done. But thank you so much for being the guest host of Asian Rhythm and Rhyme. And we must thank Drew. Drew, from what I'm hearing, man, you've got some talent. So I really hope that Barbados gets in contact with you and gets some work done by you. I'm pretty sure Sluggy will be bringing you back on the program. But Mr. Padmore, guess what I've got lined yes. up to take us out of here? It's a song called...
I'm going to...
Well, I'll tell you the name of the song. You can tell me the name of the singer. Let's see if you're good, right? It's called Bayesian Love For You.
And I'll correct you. It's not a song that got to be a spoken word piece by a fella from St. Philip, Nick Carlin, the Costa Mac Dance Ratio on the Alpha Primary, original by my captain, O Small V Small M. For short, you call me Carl Alpha. I feel that's it.
Let's check it out. Good night to everybody from Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme. Here's Carl Alf Padmore with Bayesian Love For You.
Less than the moon around my island. Let me enthrall you, my Beijing girl. When I'm finished, you will feel like you have traveled all over the world. Please come. Come less than the moon right here in Bim. You will enjoy it, my first lady. White House treatment. FBI style. Fabulous. Beauty and intrigue. The love I will show you will be very thick and comforting, like the walls of St. Nicholas Abbey or the ones at Sunbury Plantation. Girl, I plan to restore the tattered, teary walls of your heart, like how they plan to restore Sam Lars Castle and the redid Bushy Park. This is no ragged point, but it's a lighthouse to give your soul a lofty lift. So serene it will be. It's like looking out from Cherry Tree Hill or Hackington's Cliff. Darling, we can stop at Codrington College and prayerfully unite our hearts. You see, I don't want any mysteries like the Christchurch Chase Vault. So like a Chatham House, I will want to stand graceful and decent, so that when we take off, you will exclaim, what a Concorde experience. I know I'm wetting your appetite, but girl, you're my Bajan queen, and the depths of my affection will make you call me Atlantic Submarine. I will pose erect and proud like that lion at Gun Hill. Please check this. You will grind your sweetness like the windmill at Morgan Lewis. Because this is true Bajan love expressing. Ask Camel Braffett or George Lamin. And if you want another opinion as well, then girl, go to heaven and ask Janet Lane Clark or Alfred Pragnell.